Well, in the summer, an influential group of MPs on the Science and Technology Committee began to take a detailed look at the safety of Britain's blood supply, and in particular, the risks that variant CJD could be passed on by people who are carrying the infection without knowing it. And these MPs made a number of important recommendations, which the government has finally responded to today. Now, the main recommendation was that the government should carry out a large-scale blood test to find out exactly how many people have been exposed to variant CJD in the wider population. And today, the government said that although it was willing to explore the possibility, it didn't think that current tests were available that were reliable enough.
And Dom, there was also concern that cases of variant CJD may be going undiagnosed.
Yes, this was another concern which was raised. When scientists take what we already know about variant CJD and the risks of it being passed on, they are able to make predictions about how many people should go on to die of the disease. And the number of official cases is actually much lower than the models would predict. So that raises this question that some cases of mad cow's disease are perhaps being missed. And there was particular concern that it might be elderly victims who are being misdiagnosed perhaps with things like dementia instead. Today, the government said that the National CJD Research and Surveillance Unit has offered to look into that issue and that the Department of Health was supportive of the idea, but it was subject to funding being available.
Was there firm action from the government?
Yes, there had been criticism, for example, of the NHS Blood and Transplant Organisation, which couldn't say when asked how many people had already been written to and warned that they were at increased risk of variant CJD because of blood transfusions and surgery. And today the government said that an audit would be carried out. And there had also been concerns from these MPs that some parts of the NHS might not be following strict guidelines on the contamination or decontamination of surgical equipment. And today the government said it would be talking to the Care Quality Commission about that, perhaps with a view to giving it a new regulatory role in that area. And it also said that experts would be working on a new report about the risks associated with contaminated surgical instruments, a report which will be published next year. And finally, the government stood by an earlier decision not to filter donated blood for prions, which are the tiny elements which can go on to cause mad cow's disease. The government said that that decision was based on independent scientific advice, and it considered how much it would cost and how effective it would be.
That was Dominic Blake reporting. Well, listening to that is Christine Lords from Southsea, who lost her son Andrew to variant CJD in 2007. Christine, thanks for coming onto the programme. Excuse me, let's go through this then. MPs wanted a large-scale study within 12 months to determine how many people could be silently carrying variant CJD. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, David Cameron's government's very late response to a deadly disease and potential epidemic on our doorstep is an almost total rejection of the safeguards and serious health issues that was raised by the inquiry. You know, we have this old chestnut that there's no test, where there's been several tests, and there are tests actually in development at the moment. And, you know, all this stuff about independent scientists, well, we had that in the BSE epidemic, and it was usually, and it nearly always is, government-backed or funded or salaried scientists.
Christian, there might be research into the issue of older CJD victims being misdiagnosed with dementia, but it's subject to funding being available. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, cases of VCJD are definitely not being officially reported, and we face a pandemic globally as well as in the UK of dementia, and many experts do believe that these cases are linked or are human BSE. I mean, at the moment, we're spending £26 billion a year on dementia. And, you know, funding should be available for this because, remember, you know, these cases that are being missed, many of them would have been blood donors for many, many years. So we are continuing to recycle these deadly prions in our blood supply because our blood supply is not screened for mad cow disease and hospital patients are not screened either.
Just looking sort of more positively, it does sound as though there might be some action to ensure that the guidelines on the decontamination of surgical instruments is being followed in all areas of the NHS. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is this is very difficult because the rogue prions that cause VCJD are very difficult to clean and get rid of, and it's very expensive if every piece of equipment is decontaminated. A simpler and easy way would be to screen patients before they go into hospital. You know, I remain open to this, but my thoughts is it's another way of circumnavigating actually guess how many of us are carrying this disease. And